read Robert's first article. I got it in today's paper. I think the paper is there by my wife. So I must tell you about the passenger next to me also in the plane, what happened. So yeah, so Robert's first article is in today's Star. You can just look it on your website and you'll find it there. Wonderful. Robert first, he met Osama thrice and he writes there. He writes certain things I don't agree, but anyway on the whole it's a good article. So anyway, so he went here, he went there, he went there. He started Al-Qaeda, it's true. There's no question about all that as well. The point I want to make is this. Whether he passed away, he died, he didn't die, Allah alone knows all these things. The point, he taught the Ummah. And this Dr. Ismet sent me. He says, when the Mujahideen used to go to his house, not who of me and you can say this? Not one table in his house, not one chair in his house. He said, everything is to be done on the floor. He said, when I want to use the phone, then Usama said, no, you are my guest. He used to go get the phone himself and give it to him. He said, Usama, I need $1 million. See, immediately he would just write the check, here's your $1 million. Me and you, $1 million also will make 10 istikharas. So this type of things. His sister, he went to her and said, the Mujahideen need this amount of money. And he told her, sister, this is your time. Allah has given us this money. His sister wrote a check, 8 million Saudi riyals. One check they gave to the Mujahideen. You can forget all this, brothers. We are not saying Osama didn't make mistakes. We are not saying that the Shias is infallible. He made mistakes, we make mistakes, we are sinners, he's a sinner. But the izzat he brought to the Arabs, the honor he brought to Afghanistan, who in... Go read what the Afghans... You know who are Afghans? Afghans are the strongest people. Let me tell you, they'll pick me up with one hand, they're so tough. You must remember, they say, what risk Osama used to take and the Arab Mujahideen. We couldn't take such a risk. So that is how the honor he brought. Today, we see, okay, we say he's gone. The two or three questions we ask. If you killed him, then why you are not showing the body? Obama gives the story, fairy tale story. If we show the body, then these people will use it for propaganda purposes. It is too gruesome. Day before yesterday, they shot him in the head. Now they say they shot him in the leg. Yesterday, day before yesterday, story was they killed him in a house. Now the story is they brought him outside. Day three days ago, the story was they killed the wife. Today, Star got the snap of his youngest wife that she is there and they couldn't take over the helicopter because the one helicopter was shot down, and this one here, Pakistan government say, we're not giving you this wife, you send her back to Yemen. Today, Star got it. I got it with me. So brothers, you must remember, a fisherman, you all love fishing, the fisherman pulls out the big fish, first thing he'll do, he show the people. What a fish you got, Osama, and you didn't show the people. So it's a fishy story as far as we are concerned, right? So you must remember, for me and you brothers, life is very short, we got choices. Biggest thing, our foundation is to be strong. We studied by our ulama and all that. Today is new South Africa, brothers. Today is not all South Africa, it's not your Transvaal Natal. Shias are pouring in, Turks are coming in, go to Madrain. Our ulama, our madaris, they don't see the danger. They sending their children to these schools. They come for collection, they will tell you, we're putting a Muslim school. But they won't tell you the Muslim school does not allow you a kurta for your son. They don't allow your son to have a beard, but it's a Muslim school. The biggest school, Islamic school, in the entire southern hemisphere, that is how they promote it. And we are gullible people. Think properly, brothers. The Shias is the only government that is patronizing their ambassadors, patronizing the Shias. Anybody, I told you, I just wrote 3-4 letters or 5-6 letters, I can't remember exactly. They sent me over 100 books. But now somebody spied them and spied me and told them this chap is a shaitan and whatever, he swore me or whatever. So you must remember, don't give him any more books. He's going to use it against us. Or maybe even I said it on air, whatever it is. So anyway, you must remember that this is how they operate. Our government, nobody's going to be... They will help you if their hidden agenda is being to be used. Shias want to promote Shiaism throughout the whole world. Easiest targets, the poor Muslim. How the Christian missionaries work, same thing. You go to Vellum, 600 families according to the ulama there in that North Coast area have already become Shia. You see? Don't think everything is hunky-dory and everything is fine, brothers. There are serious issues here. Next one, my brothers, is, okay, let's tell you quickly, 3-12 stories I'll tell you, by Abbas, then I'll finish up. In the plane, I was reading the book I brought about the lecture, you know, I said, let me just read a few notes. That person, white chip, that, you know, he didn't speak in the starting, I just said, hello, and he said, and I got busy. See, what you reading, what's this? I said, you see, brother, this is Arabic. Say, how you read it? I say, you read from right to left. I said, you know the Bible also you read right to left. What? I said, not this Bible, your original Bible in Aramaic that was revealed to Prophet Moses, Prophet Isa, whatever. So I didn't say Prophet Jesus, I just say, you know. So go to your original. He got the shock of his life. You see, brothers, we can be on the air, right in the air. Or we can be on air on the radio. To make da'wat is easy. But we need to know what we are talking. So he got a shock, asked him, what are you doing? He says, he's a farmer there in Moy River and all these type of things. So that was his story that I just want to share with you. I went for Hajj last year with Allah's help, went for Umrah. Two stories here. Maulana, just bring a Quran of the Saudis, the Mushaf of the Saudis. Not that was South African one. Yeah, right, perfect. Not the Pakistani one, no, green one. This is blue. The one without the lines. Okay, so we went there. Right, perfect. You go to Makkah, Medina, you go to the Masjidul Haram, Masjidul Nabawi, you'll find this Quran, thousands, millions of them. When we leave, come home after Hajj, they give everyone a free copy. Go to the last page. We don't go to the last page. He's here, he's here. وَقَدَ كَتَبَهُ الْخَطَّاتُ Usman Taha. His name is here. Every copy, his name is there. After Hajj last year, he's a Syrian, 80 years old now. So, I went to his house, spoke this, that. So he told me, Abdul Qadir, now what you want? I said, Sheikh, I want to know that I heard you wrote the Quran. He said, سَبْعَ مَرَّاتٍ. I nearly fell down. He says, 7 times I wrote the whole Quran from starting to end. Once in Dimashq, in Damascus, he's a Syrian, and 6 times here in Medina Munawwara. Sheikh, how long you here? 22 years, it was last year, this year 23 years now. So we started speaking this and all. I have to link it up to the Shias, just now you'll understand. Then, I told him, Sheikh, I want 2 things from you. He say, what? I say, please give me your hand, I must kiss it. So he says, Sheikh Mutawalli Sha'arawi came and he said the same thing. So he took out his hand, I kissed it. I said the hand that wrote the Quran 7 times. Then he gave it to Mujamma Malik Fahad and then they started printing it, putting it on computer, everything there. And now they make millions of copies. But the writing is his. So he wrote Abdul Qadir Hussein and all this stuff. So that was true. I had to write my name, so he wrote it. He go at the back. You know this Khattat, these calligraphers. They write Abdul Qadir Hussein, it's just 3, it takes 15-20 minutes. So he came and he gave it to me. Then I just smiled, Jazakallah khair. Say, Sheikh, for you, I wrote this, your name, the same pen I write the Quran Sharif. But I'm not showing you the pen, Hada Sirrun Baydi. I say, La Ahtaj Ya Sheikh Ilal Qalam, I don't need the pen, I need what you wrote for me and this type of thing. So he happy like all the time. He may want to joke also, you know. I even told him last year, I told him, Sheikh, I'm looking at you, you're 80 years old. He said, come sit here next to me. Feel my muscles. 80 years old, his hand don't shake. Me and you to put our sugar also, the hand will shake. So I must remember. He said, feel my muscles. I felt it. I said, Sheikh, what you pick your weights or what? He said, I was there, Filjaish, in Syria. Then I left all that. I said, okay, you're in the army. Right. Now I went for Umrah. Land up again. He said, I don't want nobody, I'm very sick and all these kind of things. So we went. So then Sheikh, again another job. He said, what? I said, write my wife's name. So he says, no, you know, he's very reluctant. He said, Sheikh, Anna Marie is sick, his wife also is sick and this. His wife is from Turkey. So anyway, I just write Fatima Usman Hussein. He starts smiling. He said, Binti, my daughter's name Fatima Usman Hussein. So Usman Taha, so his full name Usman Hussein Taha. They also another Hussein, you see. So So his daughter's name Fatima Usman Hussein. So I say, Sheikh, now you have to write it. He said, no, now I have to write it. So he go back, and now again 50 verse, another three names he write, he give it to me. So again we kiss his hand, everything, we come back and all. When we're leaving, he says, Sallim ala binti. He tell me, give salam to my daughter. Then so he say, my wife and his daughter, Fatima Usman Hussein, same name. So he just play, he say, give salam to my daughter. Then we came to serious stuff. This was now. I tell him, Sheikh, all this trouble going on in Syria, tell me what's happening there. I don't understand everything. I don't believe all this media too much. He says our rulers, Hafizul Asad, Bashar Asad, they are one of the worst type of Shias you can get, Alawiyin. I've been to Syria 4 or 5 times, I can't remember also. The one guide we had, in the 90s this was, I told him, I can't leave the Mish, I must go to Amir Muawiyah's grave. He told me, Sheikh, if they catch us, they put us in jail. I said, never mind, we just take a chance. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, who ruled this Ummah from 41 to 60, 20 years he ruled this Ummah. When these Shias in Muharram, they curse Yazid, they curse Muawiyah, they cursing that man, brothers and sisters in Islam, who ruled this Ummah for 20 years. They cursing the man who is Katibul Wahi, who wrote down Wahi and Revelation after it was revealed. They cursing the man who, when he passed away, before he passed away, mid wasiya, he said, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam in Hajjatul Wida, the hair Mubarak was given out and distributed, the nails Mubarak of Mustafa alayhi salam were distributed. Take these nails of Mustafa alayhi salam and place it here on my eyes, and khalli baini wa baina rabbi, go away and leave me and Allah. Do we know who's Amir Muawiyah? So Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, we went to his grave. The Shias come there, brothers, you want to urinate, they want to spit, and all this type of stuff. Now they barricaded it, all this type of stuff. Sheikh Huzaifi, last one, two incidents and finish them. You heard Sheikh Huzaifi's khutbah when he spoke against the Shias? What was the background? You see, that time is to close the haram at night. Now they don't close it. It's 24 hours open. So when these president, prime ministers come, now it's protocol. So me and you go with small timers, so we go to salami ourselves. Now the president of Iran come, the prime minister come of this country. So they send the imam. So they send Sheikh Huzaifi. You must go with this imam and you know. So Sheikh Huzaifi read, As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Habib al-Aut. He read. Then he moved. There's no one in the masjid, it's only them, it's closed. Then he moved to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar. Say, Sheikh Huzaifi start reading this leader, not this chap now, Ahmadinejad before. So you must remember what he did. He took his spit in Masjid Nabawi and he spat in the direction of Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar. Sheikh Huzaifi's head turned, he walked away, he prepared the khutbah, and the rest is history as you know. So brothers, it's matter not of Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki. These differences are subsidiary, secondary. Our differences with the Shias are on fundamental issues, on core issues, and it's matter of Iman and Kufr. So therefore, we all must be aware. You cannot fight the enemy if you do not know the enemy. Why are they so dangerous? You got a shop. You put burglar guards. You put big alarm and everything. But inside you got somebody, your son or your neighbor's son, and every day he's pocketing 100, 200, 500, gharkachor. So Shias are gharkachor. They inside, you don't know what they are doing. So brothers, we should also make dua that Almighty Allah protects the Ummah. It's very difficult times. Almighty Allah protect the Mujahideen. And inshallah, I received the SMS yesterday. They said when the next tsunami comes to America, they will blame Usama. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah.